I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, bizarre behavior in the normal world, there's a normalcy to it in Vegas. I've seen naked people in casinos, and it's funny, and there's no consequences to it. Because it's a private, it's not in a public area, unless somebody complains, unless, you know, there's no kids around.
We've all heard that phrase, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And while that's pretty good advice, it doesn't always work out that way. You just heard Corey Levitan, a longtime Vegas journalist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal and other publications. He recently reported on one incident that made it out of Sin City and into the national headlines.
Levitan, who currently writes the Las Vegas Myths Busted column for Casino, joined us to discuss the case of a naked man who danced on a casino table and punched an amputee. He also helped us dispel some myths about what's really legal in Las Vegas.
That is Laura Berry, one of our producers. I'm your host, Mike Rogers, and this is Something Offbeat. All right, so tell me about this naked gyrating guy.
That's the name that I wanted to catch on social media, and it never caught on. So I'm trying a second attempt now.
Levitan discovered a video of this guy who lives in West Babylon, New York. He was in Vegas for his bachelor party. And of course, that video was immediately posted on social media.
Just a regular guy with a regular story, and he happened to do something very irregular. It was not drank from. It was still prepared up with a bunch of shots on, still on that circular tray on the bar. And he says, "Yeah, F it." And he did a shot. Well, there was something funny in that shot, something very hallucinogenic. And he proceeded to punch out a guy with one leg. That wouldn't be over right there. He punched out a one-legged guy, and then he took all of his clothes off and ran. And then he ended up jumping on a live blackjack table and gyrating.
According to Levitan's report, the man claims he was drugged.
So, of course, my first reaction was, yes, you know, because I saw it first on Twitter, because casinos do their best to hide bad news stories from the public, especially when they involve death, suicide, anything else that may tarnish their marketing glow. So, and the police help them, but only when they can. When there are already citizen journalist videos all over Twitter, X, whatever it's called, those are the cases where they can't hide a story and they have to have some sort of response. Then I had a follow-up reaction, which was pretty much, oh, poor guy. He snagged a drink off a bar. That's really all he did. I could have easily have done that in my younger days. Then I had a third reaction, which was, why is everybody on the internet saying that his body is horrible when mine is much, much worse?
Levitan is right. It's hard to get people to talk on the record about what goes down in Las Vegas. But I was able to dig up some historical information about this infamous town. Most of us probably associate Vegas with casinos, and according to the Nevada Resorts Association, gambling has always been a big deal in the state. Prospectors searching for gold first brought it there. Mike, you're usually pretty good at trivia. Do you know when gambling officially became legal in Nevada?
When Wayne Newton said it was okay.
That's a good guess. It was, the date was 1931.
31. That's a lot longer ago than I would have thought. Although it would still take a while for the strip that is now synonymous with Las Vegas to start growing. In our research, we found that the El Rancho Vegas Western-themed hotel and casino, the first themed resort on the strip, opened back in 1941. Now today, there are more than 30 casinos on the Strip, all with different themes. And of course, that's just on the Strip. There are more than that scattered around the city.
And Vegas is still the go-to destination for gambling in the U.S., even as more places around the country legalize it. But it's also famous for a few other things. All-you-can-eat buffets, live entertainment, and in the past, divorces. In 1931, the same year that gambling was legalized there, divorce laws were also made a lot more liberal.
That's right. And that's made it a destination for quickie divorces. Since then, it's been more famous for quickie marriages. Like, we all remember Britney Spears' 55-hour marriage back in 2004. And here's another thing Vegas is known for.
Prostitution is the big one. People, because they see the billboard trucks saying girls straight to your room, and they see the guys handing out the hooker cards, as they're known, with the numbers, and they figure, oh, well, yeah, that's totally legal. I heard it was legal in Nevada. Well, no. What's legal is dialing one of those numbers and getting a girl to your hotel room. What happens once that girl is in the hotel room might be legal, might be illegal, but no one's going to tell. You're not going to tell unless you get trick rolled, in which case you have to go and report it to a court, and everybody you've ever known has to, when they Google your name, gets to see that you were trick rolled. You make every excuse in the world to try and make it look not like what it really was.
Now, dancing naked and punching people on casino floors is also illegal. That gyrating guy the Levitan mentioned, he did get arrested for his antics.
As ridiculous as this whole thing sounds, punching out the one-legged guy and getting up on the blackjack table, it's not unheard of for stuff like this to happen in Vegas, is it?
No, absolutely not. In fact, it happens a lot. It's just, is there a victim? Well, in this case, yeah, a guy got punched out. And in the age of Twitter, you can't stop videos from, you know, that's actually something that's one of the myths about Vegas, is that it's illegal on a casino floor to take photographs or to live stream. That was updated. Once everybody realized that everybody was taking photos and they weren't being stopped anymore, then the new myth became, oh, you're not allowed to live stream from a casino. Well, that's true. A lot of casinos do have these rules against doing that. They can throw you out, but there's nothing illegal, and there's never been anything illegal about any of that. It's not against the law, just like counting cards.
That one surprised me a little bit. That's got to be illegal.
Card counting was never illegal. It's just basically a case of somebody developing a skill that was not foreseen, because back in the days when there was only one deck, it was a lot easier to do that. And they didn't foresee that that this game of luck could become such a game of skill if you had that ability. But there is nothing illegal with going into a casino with an ability, as Rain Man fictitiously showed us. You know, it can be done. And Ben Affleck, you can get banned for life from a casino. Ben is banned from the Hard Rock for life.
I've only been to Vegas once, and I was 8 years old, so I didn't get up to anything that could, you know, get me banned from a casino, though I may have grabbed one of those really expensive mini bar candy bars. Do you have any crazy Vegas stories, Mike?
You know, Lauren, Vegas is an acquired taste that I have never really acquired, but we did go there one very memorable trip. My wife and I renewed our wedding vows on our 10th anniversary in Vegas at one of those little chapels on the Strip. We got remarried by an Elvis impersonator.
Oh, I love that. I actually am fond of the idea of an Elvis impersonator wedding. I think it sounds really fun.
But we had our choice. We could get the old fat Elvis or the young skinny Elvis. And we chose the old fat Elvis, but they told us he wasn't working on Thursdays. So we had to go with the young skinny Elvis in the gold suit. The 50 million Elvis Aww. Fans can't be wrong Elvis.
I was hoping that you were going to get the fat Elvis when you said that, because that's my preferred Elvis, actually.
I think it's everyone's preferred Elvis. But it, you know what? It
with
was
the rhinestones was and everything.
Wonderful experience, just the same. We had a great time. And then, you know, we had our children by then. So we had our reception at a Taco Bell on the Strip, and then we drove to Disneyland.
That sounds amazing. So you weren't seeing any really crazy things on the casino floors or anything during that trip, I'm guessing.
Not particularly. We don't do much gambling, so we didn't really make it down into the casinos. Then, plus with the kids, they were little. We spent a lot of time in the pool, and then we went to the wedding chapel and then left town.
That sounds like the way to do it.
The one thing that I've seen in a casino that it doesn't seem that crazy, but it was wild. It was a bunch, and I'll show you the photo. I'll send it to you so you can put it up. But it was like six or seven Buddhist monks in full robes surrounding a jackpot, and you know, all rooting. Which to me, I mean, Buddhism always struck me as being, you know, the pinnacle of anti-materialism. And here are these Buddhist monks.
Levitin had a column for the Las Vegas Review Journal from 2005 to 2011. It was called Fear and Loafing. It even led him to taking on the task of being a go-go dancer for a night.
So it says here that you were a go-go dancer. I got to hear more about that.
I got to try all these crazy jobs, and I didn't try to fail in them. I really did my best to prepare, but I really only gave myself a day to prepare for each one, so they inevitably failed in a funny way. So I got up there, and I needed a little help, so I put some decor on. I put pasties over my nipples, and I had a pair of panties on, and I made $11 that night, but it was hard won. And I didn't have to turn it back to the Review Journal because it was my money. I earned it.
But that gives you, you know, that experience probably gave you a great firsthand view of the people who come to Vegas, the tourists, and the really dumb things that they do and the laws that they break.
Yeah. Like I said, a lot of them, you never hear about it because casinos are always about protecting their clientele, protecting their identity, protecting the things that they want. Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas to be true. It's just that can't happen anymore because of social media. That's what killed it.
And that slogan, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, that's not just a slogan, as you've been pointing out. That's for real.
It's served as a guidepost for the casinos in terms of how they handled situations.
What is it about Vegas? All these wild stories that come out of this city, the gambling. I mean, what is it?
Well, Vegas is a place that encourages magical thinking. And most people head there with some reliance on luck to have a good time. So the brain starts to see patterns in things that aren't really there. Okay, this carpet, for example, is really busy and nauseating. Maybe there's a reason it's like that. Oh, I know. So I'll keep my head looking straight up at the games in front of me and not down on the, you know, there are all these myths.
That's another Vegas rumor that Levitin cleared up for us.
No, the reason casino carpets are busy is because of how many people are carrying drinks that are easy to spill inside the casinos, especially the colored slushy kind. That's why carpets in all casinos are busy.
But these carpets have contributed to even more secrets leaving Vegas. Here's how Levitin explained it.
The carpets are how the carpet detectives, they're called on Twitter, determine where a crime has been committed, because Metro, Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, always likes to tweet out announcements of what they've been working on so people think that their tax dollars are going to, you know, useful things. But as a favor to the casinos, a lot of times they don't mention where an act has occurred. At a strip casino, but the casino carpet detectives know where every one of those is because the carpets are all different. They're branded for each casino. That's a matter of pride for the casinos that most people don't know.
Tell me this, as long as we got you here real quick, any other Vegas myths you want to debunk?
You know, I'm only an expert in the last one of these myth columns that I could remember. And I just worked on the one that went up today, which is that nobody knows the hotel floor they're actually on when they're in Vegas, because most of the strip hotels don't have a 13th floor. Okay, well, that's one floor you get rid of. And you understand why that nobody would want to rent a room on the 13th floor if they're coming to a place relying somewhat on good luck to have a good time. But what they don't know is that they're also missing a fourth floor, and they're also missing all the 40s, between 40 and 49, all gone. Because in Asia, number four is just as unlucky as 13 is to Westerners. So if you have a room on the 60th floor at the Wynn, you have a 48th floor view.
Note to self, that is something to remember the next time I book a room on the Strip. I'm Mike Rogers. Thanks for listening to Something Offbeat. This episode written and produced by Lauren Berry and Chris Blake. Audio editing by Chris Blake. Original music by Myron Kaplan. And editorial support from Cooper Mall. Now to keep listening, please subscribe to us on the Odyssey app or Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. And if you have your own offbeat story that you think we should cover, let us know about it. Send it to us at somethingoffbeat@Odyssey. That's AUDACY.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.